on my Fix It Up Life.
How do you know you're at risk of being boring? Is your design a riskless, I've always done it that way, combined with lots of beige? When was the last time you looked at your home?
The cure is color, so pick up some paint and punch it up a notch. From fixing that old doorknob hole to sharpening up those shutters outside, you can body slam boredom in no time.
Sweet tools are your friend. From prep to color pop, from deck to decor, let's make the tough stuff easy.
So take a look around and dare to be awesome. You can always repaint it beige, but not today, because awesome is right now on my Fix It Up Life.
This is my Fix It Up Life. This is my Fix It Up Life. This is my Fix It Up Life.
This is my Fix It Up Life.
It is.
We're
in
the
Vegas.
High Tools booth at the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, rocking it out, talking everything from prep to pop.
Prep and pop. Well, you know, if you don't prep right, you can't pop right.
That's right.
Yeah, you got to prep to pop, or you might, like, strain something.
And we're talking about not being a dullard, okay? That's it. I've said it. You're boring. You're boring me right
now. No!
Finding ways to be exciting, from color to tools to everything else. And Corey Tablet from Hyde Tools is here to talk us through some tools that'll bring some pop and panache.
Well, and Hyde has been here for 67 years.
67 years.
67 years of innovation.
Thank you. And it's becoming a nice annual event for us. What's this, the third or fourth time we've been together?
Yes.
I don't see you guys enough.
Like, it's like a family reunion.
It feels like
reunion.
The 67.
Oh,
okay.
Boy, thanks. I set you right up for that one.
By the way, here's $20 for making that. It's so easy.
It's going to be 40 now.
So I see that you have a new multi-tool.
I do.
Next to you.
I do.
And everybody talks about the multi-tool. Oh, it's a 5-in-1. Oh, no. It's gone way past 5. 5
completely.
Is so, like, last decade.
It's kind of like the tool sets that came out many years ago where it started off as 10-piece and a 20-piece, and it's, you know, 400-piece tool set now. But they've got so many uses, and we say it's a 17-in-1, and really that's a kind of a marketing thing, but there's so many more uses than that. I mean, there's this one piece that we've added to this, which is, we call it a scribe. It's basically just something
it's
that you would
scratch-all.
Use.
It's a scratch-all.
Right, it's a scratch-all. So if you don't have your pencil when you need it, it's on there. It's also something you could use if you're going to drive in a little brad inside of a board or something like that you forgot, or you need it to go ahead and knock out the pins in your door when you got to take the door off.
The hinge pins?
The hinge pins.
Yeah.
Or think about even if you're just, you got a caulk tube that you got to punch the hole through. I mean, there's so many different uses just for this one little item that we've added.
I'll add one, hollow wall anchor.
That's right. Very good. See, we've got it up to like 23,
done.
24
done.
In one
Mark, now.
Done.
You don't need to have a scratch-all in your tool belt. Like, he just made it so that you have to have one less thing.
And
that's
it's
it.
All in the handle.
All in
the
handle.
The
yes.
Besides that, we've added on a couple of things on the blade itself. We've got, everybody knows about this, is our little roller cleaner. Well, mm-hmm. The biggest selling item out there right now is mini rollers, so we actually added a little piece for that as well.
That
was a no-brainer, right?
I love the mini rollers. Hey,
they're
yeah.
so much easier to use for people. I can't paint that well, so... I do a lot of stuff on video, and I have other people
well,
they're
great
do
for, like,
they're
little projects, too. You know, if you're not, working on an entire room, if you're working on a little craft project or you're making
cabinets.
Over a piece of furniture or something like that,
yeah.
a little
Molding.
Roller it can get into more cracks and crevices and everything like that
Absolutely.
More than a big roller.
And what they're remarkable for, too, painting behind a radiator.
Right.
A toilet.
Yeah, we've all had that.
You can't get all that other stuff in there. So they're great, and I like to paint out corners with them, too.
So it helps you can spend less time behind the toilet.
Yes.
Yeah,
you don't want to do that.
That is
a really good
I can minimize my time behind the can.
Yes.
I'm going to do it.
Yes.
On your knees in front of the toilet is not somewhere you want to be.
No. That's never the good part of any story. No
story ends well.
No story ends well
that's,
where
that's
you're
now
in
it.
Front of a toilet.
Right.
Yes.
So
go.
Besides that on this, we've also added a couple of wrench pieces, and these are for airless spraying. So this would be like for a pro that's on an airless spray machine. There really are only two sizes that you need for taking the hoses on and off to get them cleaned, and those are built into this as well. And we've got this. This is the best one in the industry, and people always say to me, well, what's the big deal about a nail pull? Well,
huge.
It's a big deal.
If it isn't one that works, then what's the point of
None
having
of
one
them
on
do.
There? Right.
None
well,
of
look
them
at that.
Do.
This one's got a two. It's got a two-step, right? So the brad nails can slide up underneath there, and you see how much thinner it is
yes.
versus having that. This yeah. is going to work so much better for you than the other ones that are on the marketplace. So we're pretty proud of this tool. We've spent a lot of time developing it.
You know, and that actually makes the tool look more fierce, too.
You think so?
It does look like it.
Makes it look more like I don't know, I want to say ninja-y. Like, it looks cooler because it has that in the middle.
Corey, I taught her the term ninja-y.
Ninja-y.
From all my martial arts background.
My husband is so virile that he taught me how to say ninja-y.
She doesn't know about that stuff, I do.
No.
Well, you do bring up something, though. It's important to notice that this is actually a lot. See how thick that is? That's 075 thick material. If you have one of these in a lot of the items that are out there today,
you pull through it.
You start to pull, and that's where it bends because the material is not thick enough.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to
bend. It's all about
this.
Quality.
Not
and
at all.
What we're trying to do is make sure that this product is going to last you and do all the things you expect it to do. Your expectations have to be met.
Well, among the other things I would do with this would be to pound out grout from a broken tile.
Right.
So that tang on here is going to allow me to pound on that like I mean it and do what it's not designed to do.
Right.
And what we're not designed to do,
oh,
take a break.
We do.
Corey Talbot, Hyde Tools. We'll be back with more from Hyde Tools right after this. My Fix It Up Life.
When I think about you, I think about 17. I think about my old dreams. Think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody feels like a memory. Like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
Settle down, it'll all be clear. Don't pay no mind to the demons, they fill you with fear. The trouble, it might drag you down. If you get lost, you can always be found. Just know you're not alone. Gonna make this place your home.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark. And I'm Teresa, and we're here at the National Hardware Show in Vegas. And we are sitting on awesomeness right now, the new Scott Living Collection from the Property Brother.
Ta-da!
I told you next time we saw you, we were going to make sure you were very comfortable. Have we succeeded?
You have succeeded. I think this is a really cozy spot, and now that I know that it's here, it's going to be really hard for me to move along to go
to
our next thing.
Are we going to call security? Security, move her.
Well, if security wants to hang out with me and have a nice cup of coffee here, they could totally chill with
me. It'll be more of a vagrancy charge, though, than anything, because we're just, you know, loitering and all that other kind of thing. It's comfortable.
What you don't realize, though, is this collection has been designed to match Drew's socks. Everything that we've done.
Yes, it all comes down to my socks.
No, this is great. This is actually the first glimpse anybody has had at our collection. And this isn't even a quarter of it. We've designed 13 collections for every price point, but we want it to be affordable luxury. And you can see, if you've walked around the show, there are hundreds and hundreds of vendors. There's hundreds of different products, but there is nothing like this. This is very unique and very fresh.
There is nothing like this. And I was just talking with someone here at the booth, looking at all the beautiful fabrics and all of the just, like, versatility, too, of all the pieces.
Well, that's exactly it. And, of course, the models sitting at the booths. That's the big thing here. I mean, on Property Brothers, when we the show, it's all about your dream home. And a lot of people feel they can't afford to have their dream home. And the renovation is one side of it, but the furniture decor, the furniture design is a whole other aspect. We wanted to appeal to a lot of different markets. So here we have, this is our Tahiti modular. This is a nice thick weave, but then we also have something that's more of a contemporary feel with a weave. We also have a mahogany over
and
here.
And Drew will literally never,
I will
stop,
never
talking.
Stop talking
about it. Yeah.
I
but it's also all
you know
all
what? I think that's totally fine.
That's my job.
You're passionate about it, and that shows, and I think that's a good thing.
He smiles, I talk. That's how.
That's a good balance.
I tend to talk a lot, so.
By the way.
And he doesn't smile at all.
I'm sort of with you on the, it's going to end someday, right?
Eventually you'll run out of air, right?
No.
Want to compliment you on the fabrics, too, because I remember not too long ago trying to find outdoor fabric that was cute. So hard.
Well,
you have to really search it out, but now you have all of these beautiful options.
A lot of people think that patio furniture has to be just boring, or you have very, very basic pieces. We want everyone to feel that it's an extension of your indoor living. And a lot of people that they want to renovate, but they can't add square footage to their home. They can't afford it. Can't do an addition. This is a way that you can have that indoor feel outside. You're adding square footage in your patio space.
And we brought together a team. So Woods International is who is manufacturing the goods with us. And we designed everything right from the very beginning, brought in the experts. We brought in a textiles expert because I said, for me, it's frustrating. I live in Vegas. Drew and I both do. And friends would invite me over, and they'll spend a fortune on this beautiful outdoor set, and all the fabrics are bleached out from the sun, or they've been worn, and they've run down. We want this stuff not just to be comfortable, but we want it to withstand the elements. We want it to look gorgeous. And we have color combinations in every set, versatility, that has impact. If you look over there to the Portofino, you can see the bold pattern stuff. We want it really to be a notch above anything else that people have expected in their price point.
Now, I'm looking at that over there, and I see richness. I see like a fleur-de-lis look and that kind of, but also powerful, deeper colors that would be just as good is the wrong word, but just as appropriate in my living room as it would be on my desk.
Well, you're exactly right.
It.
You wouldn't blend with that style. We've got a kegger set up behind her. Is that?
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, but you're right. This is we
good
want
profiling on him.
The big thing is every room in a home, when I'm designing a home, every room needs to make a statement. You need to have statement pieces. Every piece of furniture, every piece of decor we have here makes a statement, whether it's the hanging candles that we have, whether it's the candle holders with the water fountains,
everything
like that.
Well, a nice color pop over with our Nantucket over here. Actually, every lady that's come into our display here, the booth, they automatically go right over here because they love the pop. They also love the look of the wood. There's so many, whether we want something that's a blend of traditional and modern, whether we want something very contemporary, we have something that appeals to everybody. And we want to give people what we do on the show. You have that luxury feel for an affordable price, and we're hitting all these different price points for the different distributors. So.
Well, and not only just the fabrics, but these rugs, too, and all the accessories. There's just tons of accessories that come with.
We have over 400 additional accessories and decor pieces that we couldn't fit into the booth. So there are so many.
What?
Every collection has a whole series of decor pieces that go with it, and they're all interchangeable. You can take pieces from the Tahiti collection, and they look great if you moved them in anything, the Charleston, all the different collections. So it's about having that versatility. And storage, too. A lot of our, for example, some of the stools that we have, you can open them up and inside throw some ice, put your drinks in there. It's
even
actually
here.
A holder.
It's all functional.
Oh,
flip
no way.
Flip it upside down. It's a planner. So everything's multi-purpose.
That is so cool.
And then we've got, because I tried to put my coffee down on it before,
that's
thinking it was an end table. Clearly it's a fountain.
Yeah.
And it's a new kind, waterless fountain.
Yeah, exactly. It's very
big conservation. It's all about, yeah.
But there's also a fire pit. There are flower pots. There's planters. There's all kinds of different stuff. Like are they all complete sets?
We have because it's important for us, we have a large audience. I mean, we air in over 80 countries. And in the U.S. on HGTV, we have a huge, huge audience. Everyone has different tastes. And a lot of people, they don't know what they want until we actually show it to them. Same on Property Brothers. They think they know what they want, but everyone goes for something safe. We want to show people that you can have your outdoor space pop. And so a lot of the different decor pieces that you see, you can easily tie in, like Jonathan was saying, the Tahiti collection you can tie in with Nantucket. And a lot of the decor pieces stand on their own as well. You don't actually have to buy the entire set.
We're
going to
be integrating these products into our shows because, I mean, right now I spend half my life in a million different stores, design shops. People don't realize my favorite spaces to design are outdoor living spaces. And usually I do renovate the entire house inside and out when I'm working on them, but you only get to see three or four rooms. So we're going to make sure that we can start to focus on some more of those outdoor spaces, and you'll see some of the episodes I'll just have a few decor pieces. Sometimes I'll have entire collections, but it's going to be, I mean, the retailers that are carrying our line, it's going to be a destination stop because people are going to want these collections,
and
they're going to go there for it.
Every collection you buy comes with a Jonathan.
No way.
He will make
is
you meals.
I'm in
meals?
Here. Yeah. I'm
here. There he is, right there. Yeah.
Is that your carry-on bag?
Yeah.
Well, I like a little action figure that comes with each set.
One thing, we're talking about design, we're talking about this collection, and it's beautiful, but I was looking at some videos on HGTV.com of you guys, and I think it's you narrating.
Creepy,
and,
by the
and
way.
It's about...
We're watching them
right now,
actually.
It was super creepy because there's the lobby of the hotel. So I was like, are these guys going to walk by and be like, can someone... No, but it was... I think it was you narrating. It was about Property Brothers. And you were talking about this real people who need real skills and real strength and real tools to work on real houses. And that's where we come from. We're like, we know who's faking it. We know who's doing this and that. And I was practically like, I can't wait to talk to these guys. And hearing it from design, hearing it from room to room, now outdoor living.
Are you fangirling right now?
No, I'm not. Because
let
I wouldn't say it if I didn't care. I'd just be like, yeah, that's a nice color blue.
I appreciate
blue.
It.
I don't really...
This is an important thing what you're saying, though. For us, we don't want to... A lot of people out there, they don't have the background that we have. We actually are real estate agents. I'm a real estate agent. He's a contractor. We do what we do. Property Brothers is what we've done with people for years, even before the show.
We're not just a pretty face. We're not even a pretty face. This is a lot of work.
A lot of work. But we want to make sure that we can...
Is one of those, like, rubber things you put on in the morning?
Is this Mission Impossible? Is it just going
to... Don't touch.
I had to... That's the only way I could find somebody that looks just like me, but was willing to do the work.
I love that.
But, yeah, we want to show people that this is stuff that they can do. Now, the big thing with our shows, too, we always talk about when you know what's outside your comfort zone, not everybody should do a DIY, because we want to make sure that the house is safe, it looks great, but it's also going to be great for the next person. Quality work. So we really emphasize on if you do know a certain task, take it on. Maybe you can save some money.
Or
know
what
your professional
your relationship to withstand the renovation that you're doing. Make sure you don't take on stuff outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah,
that is so
but
true.
It's absolutely true. All of the families that we use on our shows, they're all real. These are people that are really buying. They're really renovating. That's why you get that real emotion. And of course, you're seeing months worth of work being whittled down into 40 minutes. So you see the highs and lows. These families have been great. At the end when they throw their arms around us and give us a big hug and say, I never thought we could have our own dream home. That's when we know that we're doing something right.
That is so good.
You are doing
something. Well, I want to ask a question. I'm dying to ask this. So outdoor living, you were sitting here with all this beautifulness. I remember as a child growing up what outdoor living furniture was like.
Metal
rickety. I'm curious what, growing up in your house, like what kind of outdoor living did you experience?
Collapsible metal chair.
Yeah, we grew up on a ranch. And so the ranch strategy generally is... Well, no one's died from it yet, so they'll just keep using it. Yeah, it was those aluminum extruded frames with that banded plastic on it.
Yeah.
And after the 50th time you sit down, you fall through it.
Yeah.
That's what
we
did.
And it's
we
on the back
the
of your legs.
Yeah.
We were told sit on horses. You don't sit on chairs. So that's all we
did.
Did
you have actually, just chainsaw logs sitting
literally.
Around the campfire in coffee pot?
You'd have to go cut down a tree in order to have something to sit on?
No, always chainsaw logs. Sometimes it was actually axe-cut logs. Yeah.
Really?
I would never cut down a tree for that. Don't tell you.
Yeah.
We were my dad's old cowboy, though, so it literally was. He had the old logs set up around the fire, and we'd play the guitar around the fire and sing. And you should come join us.
Drew's trying to segue into a song right now.
Awesome.
I'm so embarrassed.
Is it your family ode?
Yeah, we have a couple of... So this is. I'm going to give you an exclusive insider that very few people know.
Uh-oh.
We used to actually have a band with our other brother. There's another brother. It was a country pop boy band called Western Union.
Terrible.
Oh.
There's a reason why you will never find video evidence.
Oh, you have our album?
Please.
Totally.
No.
I actually have it tattooed right here.
Did you roll in on a stagecoach?
We thought about it.
Were you like a boy band? Did you dance?
There were very simplified dance moves.
It didn't last long.
Can we find a video somewhere?
You cannot. And I have destroyed every bit of evidence. Maybe one day we'll do a rendition.
In the minute or so we have left, you guys, music, you're an illusionist. Do I have that right?
That's right.
You're really not here.
Are you really sitting here is the obvious joke.
I'm actually just a total hallucination right now.
A hallucination?
Yeah.
How is it that you got into and made your lives home? Contracting, realty, design, the whole thing.
We've always been entrepreneurs since we were kids, started our first business at 7. We don't even have time to get into that, but we've always been
very
creative.
Oh, we got all
creative.
Kinds of time.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Look
at all these people.
You know,
tell the people on the main stage to wait, because,
we'll
stop. No, we've always been very creative. We were actors as kids, and I'm an illusionist. Drew's a director. But when we were coming out of high school, we didn't want to be struggling artists, so we said, let's invest in real estate. And so we bought every book we could, every infomercial, make millions with no money down. A lot of it was misinformation, but we found enough key points that we could buy. We bought our first house at 18, only $250 down. It was a $200,000 home, and we fixed it up and made a 50 grand profit, and that's when the light bulb went on.
Yeah, light bulb went on, continued from there, and then we grew a successful company, and then we came back to TV and film where we kind of began, and so now it's sort of a blend of our two worlds. And I like that we can reach a wide audience all around the world with our sort of design style, and hopefully everyone likes our collection.
So where can everybody go to check out pictures of the Scott Living collection? Is there a website somewhere?
So everything's in development right now. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, this show that we're in right here, this is the first peek that all of our retailers and distributors will get at it. When the line does come available, it'll be through the ScottBrothers.com. Will be a portal with all that information. And then Scott Living, which is the name of the brand, will have its own site.
And they'll have a link for Woods International as well, who's our manufacturer. You're really going to love some of the collections that we have.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, everybody needs to go check those out.
And you have to check them out on Facebook. The Facebook servers actually warm up when these guys post.
We have crashed Twitter.
Stay with them. They're the real deal. This is the real deal, and you saw it here on my Fix It Up Live.
You are my fire, the one desire, believe when I say I want it that way. Tell me why. Nothing but a heartache. Ain't nothing but a...
Thank you, guys.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture. No tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Buddy, I will never be. Like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night.
And it's bright, sunny daylight here, not that we know, because we're inside the Las Vegas Convention Center, where it's perpetual daylight.
It is perpetual daylight. I want to give a shout-out to James Young, who helped do the electrical work here.
James from Young, DIY Network. I
always think
kitchen.
Of him when we come here because he is an electrician and he actually worked on this building before joined the DIY Network family of hosts.
And I'm going to throw it out there right now to anybody who's listening in the crowd. I will give you $3 and $12 million worth of Hyde tools if you can find a clock in this place.
Yeah, you're
there's
right.
There are no clocks.
There are no clocks. I guess it's Vegas, so we never know.
It doesn't matter.
But we're joined by a first-time guest here.
Yes, we
are. I'm so psyched to meet you and talk to you.
Thank you.
And one whose job it is to measure things, speaking of clocks.
Yes.
Consumer Reports, Michael DeLauro.
Yes.
I hope I got it right.
You got it right. Thank you.
Awesome.
And we don't test clocks.
Well, that's good.
But you do measure the performance of all kinds of stuff.
Yes, definitely.
And you've been doing it for how many years at Consumer Reports?
I've been at Consumer Reports for 17 years.
That is absolutely awesome.
Yes.
How often these days do you find someone who's been at the same job for?
17 years. Not very often at all. But I guess we all like testing new things, so I guess it keeps us around.
Now, do you, in 17 years, you must have come across a category a couple of times by now.
Oh, yeah. Like right now we're testing windows. We do that every 5 or 6 years. We're looking at double-hung encasement windows, which, you know, for homeowners, that's a big project. That's, you know, $10,000 and up potentially. So they want advice on what to buy, what are the best windows, and just to help guide them along the process.
So how do you test windows? Like, what's the process you go through?
The main thing that we test for is air infiltration. So we set them up in a frame, and we test for air infiltration. And that's the key thing, the key differentiator between windows, how tightly sealed they are. Because they already come with ratings, so, you know, those national ratings that they have
AMA,
on them.
AANA, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, with light emissivity and all that different stuff through the glass.
We don't have to do all that. So we came up with a test that really works.
So of all the things that you have been involved with testing for 17 years, what is your favorite thing? You're like, oh, I'm so excited I get to look at.
Lawnmowers are great because we get to go down to Florida in February when it's freezing cold in New York and sit out in the sun and cut grass. So that's always fun. And there's always something new there.
I would enjoy that.
Yeah.
So for lawnmowers, the zero-turn radius?
Yep, zero-turn.
That's the big thing that's been going on for the last year or so.
It's the highest growth
area. It's like 20% growth a year.
Wow. I had no idea.
It's a small category, but it's growing really fast.
And those are not inexpensive machines.
No.
I mean,
it's great for, you know, American manufacturers, though, because it's a higher price point. So, you know, it keeps the business going versus trying to sell a $1,000 tractor and squeeze out margins on that.
Sure, sure. And so did you – has that article published?
It's publishing right now. It's in the May issue of Consumer Reports.
So can we tell the millions of people who are listening to us which one is the best?
Well, the top-rated lawn tractor this year is the John Deere X300. And in the zero-turn area, it's the Troy-Bilt, and that's at Lowe's, actually. The Troy-Bilt Mustang is at Lowe's.
Have you tested that one?
So, of the two lawn tractors,
oh my goodness, those
we've
are the two
had,
that we've had in our house to test.
We just did a video
them.
With the
yeah,
X300.
Isn't that great?
And we had the Mustang.
They're great.
Wow.
I'm that good.
You're that good. That those are the ones that you
so
picked
you
out out of the
I
ether.
Don't know. What am I doing then? If you could just pick the two, what all
I
the
don't
research
know.
And analysis, the charts I make, try to pick the models.
My husband's just like, that one looks good. Well, I can sense that one's the best.
I realize Consumer Reports is a journalism icon, but you can just tear all that stuff up.
Yeah, and buying, you know, 20 lawn tractors a
yes.
year alone, the expense of that.
Unbelievable.
That is such a coincidence. There's no doubt about it.
So here at the National Hardware Show, you're walking around. What are you looking for things in particular?
Well, the one thing that really has stood out so far to me is all the grill accessories. I think because consumers are getting better grills these days, you know, higher quality grills, maybe they're lasting longer, and they're investing more in accessories and using it, versus in the past they'd probably buy a cheaper grill, it'd fall apart in a year or two, and then they'd have to spend their money on buying a new grill.
So they'd use the spatula, et cetera, from their kitchen.
But no, it's the accessories like the one that seems super popular this year is pizza making accessories.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's got some sort of stone, some sort of add-on so consumers could make pizza on their grill.
Yes.
I'm going to order out for that one.
No.
And what we did back at the labs at Consumer Reports, actually last week, we tested a bunch of grill pizza accessories. So we made about 20 pizzas, and we put a bunch of products through their paces, and we're just trying to figure out you know, which is best.
How it evenly it cooks the pizza and, use all the same dough and stuff?
Yeah, we use the same dough. And what we do is we lined up the grills. We got the stones really hot. We measured the temperature of the stone before we put the pizza on. Then we cooked the pizzas. We saw how long it took to get it done right. So we timed that. And then we would check the temperature of the stone after making pizzas successively to see if it lost temperature.
Wow.
And then a lot of it is just eating the pizza, which one tasted the best.
That's a hard job.
No, that's a really hard job. The lab was full of people who I never saw before, just there to eat pizza, I think.
Hey, Michael, it's this one right here.
Yeah.
Oh, that
okay,
is funny.
So I want to ask about, in your personal world, when you're going to go buy anything new for your house, for whatever you're doing, do you know that something's coming out soon that you think will be the best? Do you wait? Does it inform your decisions about personal buying, what you're doing at the magazine?
I think if I make a judgment on a product and it looks worth trying, then I'll buy it before we test it. And I also buy stuff for my house that doesn't necessarily score tops in our test. You know, I just did a major kitchen remodel, and I went with a Wolf range, which it's not at the top of our ratings, but I went for it because I like the way it looks. I know that the burners are high-powered. They'll cook great. And it just fit the style of my kitchen. So I don't always have to, you know, follow what's the top rated or best buy from Consumer Reports.
But I bet that friends and family that come over to your house are checking out what you have because they assume that whatever you have is probably really awesome.
Well thought through.
Yes.
Well thought through.
Yes.
Yeah. But I like that you go with the gut instinct, too. Like, I just like it, and that makes me happy.
Yeah, you know, I should follow our advice more often because I've bought vacuum cleaners that weren't top-rated, but they were, you know, cheap, and they looked good, and I haven't been lucky with vacuums.
Vacuum cleaners are space
age. Oh, my goodness.
And there's an obvious joke right here that I won't tell.
Oh.
So stay tuned for the joke that I will tell.
Okay.
When we come back from a break, we'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life, my high school food, and the Not a Hardware Show.
Waiting, wishing you believe.
Lord knows that the world is cruel. I ain't the Lord, no, I'm just a fool. And loving somebody don't make them love you. Must I always be waiting, waiting on you?
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
All the years we spent, the scripts we told, made the ending up, long the road, and we can find our way home. Come back down. Then I grab the wheel, check the map, grab my pill, course correct, hit the gas and come back home to you. Bump along that spot of gold, change the route up as I go. Promise you I'd see this thing through. Yeah, course correct myself back home.
We're home at the Hive Tools booth at the National Hardware Show.
Yeah.
And we're here with someone who might actually symbolize home for so many people and who's earned it with real deal, real work, real saving. Make it right, Mike Holmes.
You know what? I kind of like that. Homes. You know, well, how about the Homes Network, the Homes Channel, the Homes Information?
Yes.
It's kind of making sense to me.
I'm in.
I should do something about
I'm
that.
I'm in.
Circle R, my friend. Circle R.
The Holmes Network. I like it. Let's do it. Make it happen.
I thought of this years ago. It's because why not? It can relate. It's a lot of money, a lot of time, and right now I'm doing so many things that'll just sit in the idea box.
Yes.
There's a lot of ideas in the idea box. But stay on top of what we're doing. Right now, the Homes Approved Homes and Homes Communities has exploded across Canada, now moving into the U.S., which I've been waiting for. St. Paul's, Texas, is also interested. And right now, the market in Texas is doing really well, and I just look at it, if you could have a house that just won't mold, won't burn, won't fall down, won't blow down, and it's built for the environmental standards and healthy for you, do you want it?
Yes.
I mean, now that you put it that way.
I'll take two.
I don't blame you. We just did our first Homes Approved condo.
Oh, you're kidding.
Where?
Yes, the first in Canada, and not only is it the first Homes Approved condominium, it's the first condominium that is CogeN geothermal related. So CogeN is the next stage of,
yes.
Do you understand CogeN?
So the building produces
its own
yeah.
power. It's
absolutely amazing.
And doing geothermal is obviously going to help with the cooling cycle. But I like that if the lights went out again in Toronto, that's the only building. I actually bought an apartment in that building.
Did you?
I did.
No way.
Is that your fail-safe? Is that your doomsday prepper cabin?
No, that's just a smart thing to do.
Yep. Now, way back when Mike Holmes was working with his dad and doing jobs and running crews and stuff like that, did you ever foresee yourself being a builder like you're describing today? Was that ever in, like, you know what I mean? In the idea
of... Like, when I grow up, I want to...
I know, but I don't think you think of that as a kid. I mean, I built how many tree forts? I worked on how many houses with my dad? I was 12 when I finished my first basement. But I'd never looked at it that was what I would be going into. It just is who I am. So I think that it isn't about what you think you're going to do. It's about what you should be doing. And that just became a reality at 19. It opened up. I walked through that door, and I haven't turned around since.
Wow. I like it.
Now, is that door still hanging plumb with nice trim?
Always.
Very square. Now, I have a question, because I don't feel like I get to see enough of it on the shows that you've done, and it's just because I'm a tool dweeb. I want to know what it looks like behind the cameras. Like, you see tools, but they're close up. And, you know, the saw blade go through and so forth. When you guys roll on to a job site, what comes off your truck? What is your truck? What, like, is it a van? Is it a...
Well, we actually have two box vans. One of them will be completely loaded with everything you can imagine. Each and every vehicle, trucks that my guys have, they're loaded. The idea is to not turn it into a Coca-Cola commercial, right? So if you just keep showing tools, then it's all about, ooh, the tools.
Right.
The reason you see the close-up shots is because that's us cutting, and it doesn't highlight that one specific brand or name.
Right.
And it keeps it very general. Then the network's not going to, you know, fog it out and say, we want to make royalties from this, and it's
right.
a shame that it works that way, but that's how they make their bread and butter. So we try and do it in a smart way that it makes sense, that everyone gets it. It's not a bad thing, and I'm not standing there drinking a can of Coke. That's the idea. Talk about
oh,
tools.
Oh, sure. It's not all one color. It's not all
right.
This. But I'm talking about, like, work tables and, you know, the workflow and how your shop's set up, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
oh,
I can have a miter saw set up. Like,
we are set up. If it rains, we want to make sure that our tools don't get wet, that we can continue to work. So we are prepared for absolutely any type of weather, and we're ready to go and ready to play every day.
That is awesome. Lots of guys pack up and go home. They
not
don't
us.
Work.
Oh, yeah,
rain.
Rain. Yeah.
Yeah, they,
yeah.
Oh, it's snowing. I
well,
can't.
Give them a reason. Oh, look at it. Yeah, it's too cold. We're going home. No, yeah, we work in the North Pole and the South Pole. Let me tell you, it doesn't matter.
Wow.
It's freezing cold where you can't even start the generator. You can't even start the compressor. You just warm it. Tent it in, warm everything, keep going.
Do you have to keep stuff plugged in the trucks overnight, or do you bring them in like you have a warehouse?
I have
bring
a warehouse.
Them in?
I have a big building. And, yeah, I mean, it's like a depot store in my warehouse, actually. It's loaded with, you know, CertainTeed drywall, 3M products, all the, you know, coated lumber, pink, blue. It's loaded with the things that we need. I don't want to pick up the phone and say, okay, I need this at the site tomorrow. We need to have a stock option that we pick it up, we take it there. Very efficient. I'm about efficiency. I don't like losing time.
So you keep your own inventory. That's genius.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's genius. I mean, you don't keep a whole house in there.
Well, you're going to see we literally have three tool rooms. You're going to see a hardware section. You're going to, with every nut, screw, whatever you can imagine.
Wow.
Is in there. Types of nails for guns, hammer, every type of hammer. You think about that. And then you got the lumber yard where it's 2x4s, 2x6s, 2x8s, 2x10s. Sheets of plywood, OSB, on and on and on. Concrete
the amount
board.
Of time that you save by doing that must be unbelievable.
That's efficiency.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time saved.
Okay, so, all right. There's no possible segue, but I'll try to make one up anyway.
Okay.
So that's all pro. That's hyper pro. We love that. And efficiency is something I think about constantly.
Yes.
I really do. That's why I'm asking about this. For the weekend person, for the DIYer who's maybe doing chair rail or some kind of, or the door we talked about, or casing out a door, are there tips that they can pull for their Toyota Corolla from your race car?
Yeah. I mean, you're going to need a chop saw. You're going to need the standard tools, the level, the square, the measuring tape, the little things that you need to drill, you know, and pick your right drill. I love the battery-operated drills, and at the same time, I have a screwdriver that has all the bits in it that I can take from, because it's in my pouch. I can take it out, put it in the drill, be efficient. If you do all that, then, I mean, I think even from a small handyman, you're doing very well. The last thing you want to do is stop because you're hanging a door and have to run to the hardware because you need something you don't have.
Okay, so I want to ask a question that's nothing to do with what you're talking about, Mark.
Oh, good. So,
but
we'll,
it is
we'll
related.
Topic.
I want to know, has there been anything here at the hardware show or in the past year, 6 months, that has impressed you, a new product, a new way of doing things that you, Mike Holmes, were impressed by?
Yeah, I got to tell you, I love my position because first from around the world, things get sent to me. Mike, what do you think? Please try this. We'll look at this. And again, we'll analyze everything. We will check it out. We never just say, hey, that's going on the show. We literally test everything. Coming in, I like seeing new and innovative tools. 3M's always got incredible products. They got some new stuff coming out now that I just keep saying, wow, no wonder you guys are 3M. You're the beasts.
Yeah.
You know, Schluter. But you see even the small companies that have a tool, they want to see me here. So they'll come in and say, what do you think of this? And I said, I really like that. Let's talk, because I wanted to do something on my website that Mike likes. There's no way I can put the Holmes mark on every single tool, and I don't really want to do that. But I can at least put something out there on the website that says, hey, this is a cool idea. You may want to play with it.
I like that a lot. I think that would be extremely helpful, because making decisions, especially like a weekend DIY or something, trying to figure out what to get and what's actually going to work.
Inundated with data.
Because they'll never actually start a project if what they get doesn't work for them.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of gimmicks. You know,
mm-hmm.
somebody approached me just not even a week ago, knew I was going to be here and showed me this. And I don't want to say it because it's going to sound bad for him. But we'll say it was a type A drywall plug. There's some sort of, you know what, to me that's a gimmick. I can show you how to fix a drywall hole in 5 minutes with a piece of drywall. No tape, no nothing,
pull
just mud and the drywall. Yeah.
Yeah,
cut the back of the drywall,
yeah.
use the paper on the drywall
yeah.
as tape, mud the hole, stick it in, mud over top, two coats, you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you draw the line? When I first learned that technique, I thought it was for everything. I did a bullet, and I call it a bullet hat. You know, it's like, you know, receptacle. I did it was as tall as I was.
He ran through
That's
the wall.
Big.
Yeah, and I was like, and I'm putting it on there, the paper's wrinkling. I'm like, what am I doing?
It's like a cardboard cutout of yourself.
You know, the cutoff's like somewhere
a
around.
6x6 hole,
yeah.
max 10x10. Otherwise, you're going to be doing it the right way, or say the normal way, not the right way, because I think that's the right way, where you're going to cut that hole much bigger. You're going to put some wood in, you know,
yeah.
it's a lot more work. What I love about that quick little fix is a door handle. You know, your door stopper stops, somebody opens the door,
yes.
punches a hole in the wall,
yeah.
quick fix. And people like that. Teach me something new, show something that makes sense to everyone, and they want to try it themselves. Anyone can actually do that one. You did.
Even
Mark can
do it.
No,
he was
touching it.
That is actually hilarious.
Well, you got to hold that big piece, and it's like a big painting, and you're gonna fill plaster around
That's
the edges.
That's why he's in such great shape. Because he does these extreme acrobatics with
yeah,
the hard way.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a framing nailer to hang a picture. I mean, it's
we're never getting that picture off the wall either.
So take a picture, doing it the right way with Mike Holmes. Stay with us. We're coming back from a break right after this.
See the light go out on Broadway. Storm the ruins at my feet.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
We're here to make you happy and to pop some color and get your DIY done.
Yeah.
I
like your energy, babe.
I'm fired up. I love finishing projects. I love starting projects. I love
new tools, too, because I'm seeing something next to me. I'm seeing something that's familiar yet not familiar at the same
right.
time.
It's the new and improved.
From High Tools, how are you?
New and improved.
Thank you.
And for shipping and handling.
But wait.
Okay, so what is this attachment I'm seeing on?
Well, so it's the Pivot Jet,
yeah.
and what we've done is we've gone out in the marketplace and we found out what can we do to make this even better. And one of the things we found was the Pivot Jet's great if you're doing specific types of applications where you're watering, you're trying to get some cobwebs off, or you're trying to spray some dirt out of places. But when it comes to really truly cleaning something, you really need a brush. And that's what the Pivot Jet first generation didn't have. So what we came out with was we've got three different units that we've come out with that have to do with different facets of the different markets or the different categories. So we've got one that has to do with lawn and garden. We have one that has to do specifically with outdoor cleaning. And we have one that has to do with auto and boat.
I was hoping you would
say that.
Camping
and those types of
yeah.
things. Yeah, it's a big market.
A soft bristle brush.
Soft bristle and a chamois. I'm going to show you how. So then what we did is we
Fine
basically
chamois.
Put... A fine shimmer.
Isn't that a movie?
I know, it sounds funny,
That could
funny,
be a movie, and it does. It sounds funny. That's why I'm saying it.
Hey, by the way, I'm so happy that I keep having to follow Mike Holmes. Last time was Ed Begley Jr. I'm just so happy. I'm like, you know, I'm this is great. It's so easy to do.
You know, we actually can't even see you
now. We just try to make sure that whoever's coming on before you can really do you justice.
Oh, thank you.
That's it.
So, like, back to the brush. Let's get off of the, wedding. So, the brush has lots of different bristle types. So this one is made specifically for outdoor cleaning. This piece pops off, and then there's another bristle pack that'll go on that has, you know, the flagged, the thinner, the finer type that you would use for either on a car or an auto or something like that. A chamois piece will fit over the top of this as well. That has a microfiber.
For wax.
For wax, or for just, some people just want to clean their car without a bristle. They just don't like bristles on their car. Or they want to clean the windows, or they want to do, on a boat, the fiberglass, or on specific areas of where you see through the acrylics.
Yeah.
You don't want to use anything but a microfiber. Any type of brush is going to scratch that. So
you have to have it.
Right, that's correct. And what we did with it, we tried to make this really just user-friendly. So this swings, so it'll stay on the surface.
Right.
But we also made it where you could lock it down, so if you need to do some heavy-duty scrubbing, it's in place.
Nice.
Right.
Let's say you're doing a deck. This piece will actually pop all the way out and spin around so that you've got two deck boards you're doing at once.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, we just try to think about all the different things that I do at home and don't do well and try to make it better and easier for the consumer to be able to do that job.
I like that.
That's awesome.
One other thing I do want to say is that we also were told that we need a ratio mix on the actual place where you put the cleaners. So this is where your soap or where your deck cleaning material or something else like that would go in this specific model. And we needed a ratio piece that said, okay, how many parts per million or those types of things. So it's an 8-to-1 ratio or a 6-to-1 ratio or those types
of things. You can't even tell that when you have to mix it in a bucket or something like that.
No.
So
yeah.
That's much, right, exactly. This is going to do it a lot more consistently for you.
Unless you have a consumer reports lab in your backyard with beakers and stuff, you can't. Yeah, that looks
like
about 1/8.
Well, that's what most people end up doing, you know. You know, it does work, but it's always nice to know you're doing it exactly the way you're supposed to without any work involved. You just set the dial and it's done.
Yeah.
The best thing about this is, in the past, you would have to have your bucket and your chamois and your long pole with the different types of bristle brushes on it, and your nozzle and all those different things, and you'd have to go from wetting it down to putting some soap on it, to shamming it off or brushing it off, to rinsing that part, going into the next part of the house or to their car or anything else like that. You never put this down. You put your soap or your solution in there, and you're rinsing first, then you're brushing, and then you're rinsing off without ever putting this thing down. It's in your hand the entire job.
That is motivating for people to actually clean
things.
If you
could cut down time on cleaning a deck chair or a car.
Who likes to clean things?
I hate that.
It's so much more fun getting them dirty.
I like cleaning if it's something I don't have a lot of work to.
Yes.
This just seems like it's simple. It's also something that most people are comfortable with because there's not power behind it. You know, with a pressure washer, some people just, number one, it's loud if you've got a gas one. If it's an electric, you've got another cord, and some people just aren't very comfortable with electric and water together. I mean, it's kind of a weird thing.
Some people feel that way. I can see why. Big puddles and extension cords. Hey, why is the breaker off?
Right.
Uh-huh. Hey, why are we taking a break? I did it!
So check it out at High Tools, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Got out of town on a boat going to the Southern Islands. Set in a reef for a following sea. She was making for the trade on the outside. In the town it runs, Papa D. Off the wind, on the heading side of my caser. Got 8 feet of water line, not to make it way. In a slowly firing Everline, I tried to call you. On a midnight watch, you realize twice you ran away. Think about how many times I have fallen. Spirits are using sea, larger voices calling. Heaven brought you in.
Got paint prep? Do it the high way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. Scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
I've been around the world, looking for that woman, girl. Who loves love, can't ignore. And you know it will, something. And you know it will.
Will, we're back inside my Fix It Up Life, the High Tools booth at the National Hardware Show, and that is literally top five favorite song for me.
Really?
Top five.
I had no idea.
Top five.
Huh. How about that? Did Tim know that?
Something, something, and a following sees. Ta-da!
Really? I think we'll leave that to Tim
it
Williams.
It will now be played every five.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks for making me hate it.
Yeah, okay.
We're joined by another Tim.
Yes.
That we like an awful lot.
Yes. And unlike Tim Williams, are you starting to say you don't like him anymore?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm trying to... Was it unclear?
Sorry, Tim Dell's now in the leading Tims.
Hey, Tim's a good name.
You've just gone up in your ranking status.
Awesome, thank yes. you.
CharlesandHudson.com, builtbykids.com.
Yes.
Internet juggernaut of projects, how to DIY.
That's right.
Yes.
And gets it done, and always sharing cool projects, cool things to do with your family.
Yes, and I want to, you know, it's this time of year, it's springtime. Mm-hmm. People are talking about doing projects outside, doing projects with your kids,
yeah.
What kinds of things to do. And I'd like, you know, do you have some ideas of what, you know, mommy and daddy people can do with little ones that are simple projects that don't require a lot of skills and could be fun for an afternoon?
Yeah, those are kind of the perfect projects for me, because I don't have that many skills. So, most of the projects that we end up doing are things that we don't have to have special woodworking tools to do. That, you know, we can find all the materials we need at our local home center. So yeah. One of the last ones we did was a step stool, actually a storage step stool.
Oh
cool. No way!
So it was great because, you know, actually as our son now is 2.5, he's
wow.
now able to kind of with a stool he can stand up, wash his own hands, do that sort of thing. And the storage part makes it nice because we can, or he can actually put whatever little stuff he wants in there, his bath toys, his toothbrush, whatever in there. So that's a fun one to do. You can do it in an afternoon, and your child can get involved with going to the store to get the materials, with painting it, all of that. And then they have something that they can use day in and day out.
So
I like that.
Without going into
and
the
it's
whole
something that you need to use
yeah,
every day
exactly.
for little kids, so you can be proud.
Mm-hmm.
I made that with my parents.
Exactly. You can put your name on it and all the fun stuff. Yeah.
So did you make the drawer and stuff that goes
so
inside
it's all it is simply a lid that pops up. So you just encase, so at the regular step stool, it just has one step, two steps, and then you just encase it, and there's a lid with a hinge, and that's all it is. So it's not a drawer, it's just a top.
Very smart. I like it.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Okay, give me another project.
Outsmarted me immediately.
I want one more project. You're on the spot.
Yeah, I like we did a birdhouse. That was fun to do, and we just did it. We kind of took a modern take on it. So we simply took 2x4s and made a square, but then we took a piece of pine and kind of angled it. So it would be something maybe you see in Dwell with a pitched, just a sloping pitched roof.
Sort of like this?
No,
like this?
Just like this.
Like
yeah,
a shed roof.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, you know the right term. So, yeah, that's all it is. And yeah, something a little different than you might buy in the store. And, yeah, that was fun, too.
Okay,
neat.
So I want to get your take on two things that are super popular, that's been super popular for a long time and doesn't seem to go away.
Okay.
Using pallets
yeah.
and mason jars. What's our obsession with those two things that they seem to never, like, things come and go in the land of DIY and crafting and stuff, but those two things are just...
They're ubiquitous.
They're just here.
You know, because they're, like you said, ubiquitous, they're so you're inexpensive to acquire, they're easy to use, people actually understand how to use them in different ways. So, you know, the mason jar thing, for me, I see tons of projects and the websites doing all these things. I haven't quite grabbed onto that. It just doesn't connect with me in the same way. But the pallet thing I'm really into, but I'm also aware that, you know, you really need to, if you're going to do pallets, you really need to do it the right way because, you know, pallets can be, tricky with the old ones, would have chemicals in them, exposed nails, things like that. So I love using pallets. We did a playhouse out of pallets, but at the same time, they were brand new.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And pallets, the ones that I've seen anyway, are like poplar or red oak,
mm-hmm.
so they're rock hard
mm-hmm.
wood. So you can't just bomb a drywall screw in there.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do like pre-drill stuff and nail it and those
exactly,
kinds of
yeah.
things.
Exactly, yeah. And we did, you know, when we built ours, we didn't only use pallets. You know, we attached it to other, we had a foundation, we had all the other parts of it that
right.
all came together. So
right.
it was just a part of the building material that we use.
Where do you even, I don't know where to get a pallet other than to rob a truck.
Yeah, that's one way to do it.
Oh, my goodness.
These time pivot jets here fell off the truck.
That's unusual thievery. It's like I am the pallet thief.
Yeah, you know, and honestly, people lock down pallets. You know, if you go looking for pallets, you'll come across great-looking pallets, but they'll have a cord and lock through them, and they make sure that, you know, these are their pallets, and
fascinated.
Yeah.
It's so weird that something like that 20 years ago, nobody would have thought too much about.
Two?
No, it was a thing 2 years ago.
Yeah. Okay, it wasn't that big of a thing.
It was a thing. But it was something discarded. But, you know, a century ago, anything that came in some kind of packaging, people reused. Mm-hmm. You know, any kind of wood box or anything or crates or whatever.
Well, they were works of art with literally box shapes.
No, but, like the barrel chair is actually... People used to use a barrel to make a chair and used to use things to make other things, like dining room chairs and using ladders for the back. That's where the ladder back chair comes from. But, like, the pallet thing is here, but the other stuff isn't really as universal.
Yeah, and you have to search a little harder to, like you said, where do you find these things that you seem are really out there, and it's so much easier to just buy something off the shelf or do that when, I actually use Craigslist a lot.
Yeah.
For all sorts of things, but for pallets in particular, people just want to unload these and for free come by and grab them. So that's, for me, it depends where you live, but it works really well where I live. So
that's awesome.
We got to stay with the pallet thing. Now I'm hooked. What is the biggest thing you've built or you've seen made with pallets? Like stuff that shouldn't be made, like an airplane.
Like a home or something.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
An apartment building.
You build it pallet homes.
I'm sure, actually I've seen a book that's all about dedicated to building with pallets. I'm sure people have built homes out of them. The biggest thing I've seen, though, that seems popular are sheds, do-it-yourself sheds.
Oh,
so,
nice.
You know,
yeah.
So they'll just do a shed, and again, it's something that, whether it's finished or not, maybe it just has interior walls, but at least, they can, if all the pallets are the right size, they can put that together. So that's the biggest thing I've seen that people can actually do.
Well, in the 1 minute that we have,
Want to talk about pallets?
National Hardware Show. That's where we are. Do you have a top thing that you have just been, oh my goodness, I love this?
Yeah. I've barely had a chance to really look around.
Well,
no. So before
you've been blindfolded
exactly
all day?
What I want to say is, there's a lot of things here that I haven't quite got to yet.
Okay.
I saw a bird feeder in the inventor section that had a cool little mechanism where if a squirrel jumps on it, it closes down. So as a
by like weight or something?
Yeah, by weight, and so it's basically spring loaded. So if it can handle the weight of a bird, but if a squirrel grabs it, it just shuts down. So you don't have to worry about.
Wow,
that's
so
the same guy who's gonna outsmart a
litter
box.
That is awesome.
That was fun for me. Yeah.
So everybody, go to Built by Kids and follow them on Twitter, Charles and Hudson, because we do. We love you, Tim.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
More from the High Tools booth right after this. With more Fix It Up Live.
Rolling down a backwoods Tennessee byway, one arm on the wheel, holding my lover with the other, sweet soft southern thrill. Worked out all week, got a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night. Couldn't feel better, I'm together. Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar parking a holler beneath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving. Little turtle sobbing on a mason Dixie night. Live my life for so right. Dixieland delight.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life. We're at the end of our show.
So go to myfixitoplife.com, follow us on Twitter, check us out on Facebook, watch our videos on YouTube.
Do a search for us, and you'll find us on Google Plus.
We're everywhere. We're haunting you in DIY land. So send us your questions, your projects, your triumphs. We'd love to be inspired by you. And join us.
And be here next week for another awesome episode of My Fix It Up Life.
Woo!
Sometimes we
into my fix-it-up life. This is my fix-it-up life.com. This is my fix-it-up life.
Google Plus.
This is my what is Google Plus. Nobody knows. We're also on MySpace and Friendster and LinkedIn and everything else that nobody uses.